Moonlight, 12 Years a Slave, Vice, The Big Short. These films were all produced by a powerhouse with a little-known name. Dee Dee Gardner is the only woman to have won 2 Best Picture Oscars. As NPR's Mondelez del Barco reports, Gardner and her partners at Plan B Entertainment could break that record at this year's Academy Awards.
Dee Dee Gardner produced 3 big films this year. Blonde stars Best Actress nominee Ana de Armas.
Marilyn Monroe only exists on the screen.
Another film, She Said, is a drama about the New York Times investigation into former Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein.
This is bigger than Weinstein. This is about the system protecting abusers.
And Best Picture nominee Women Talking dramatizes a group of abused women in a conservative religious colony.
We know that we've not imagined these attacks. We know that we are bruised and infected and pregnant, and some of us are dead.
Gardner says these films have something in common.
They obviously all in their own and respective ways deal with sexual assault. Violence against women is a real thing all over the world. In very different ways, all 3 movies are insisting on this truth.
Gardner has made a career of producing audacious movies.
I've kind of always had a gut instinct about it. I don't see any point in telling stories that have already been told. I'm really interested in what other people have to say.
Gardner was born in Chicago in 1967 and studied English at Columbia University. She worked in theater and at the William Morris Agency in New York before coming to L.A., where she worked her way from location scout to Paramount Pictures Director of Development. 17 years ago, she was hired as president of Plan B Entertainment, a production company founded by Brad Grey, Brad Pitt, and his then-wife Jennifer Aniston.
I knew I wanted to produce, and I knew I wanted to be very hands-on. They were clearly very smart, and they had optioned some really interesting books. I didn't think any of those 3 principles would be on the ground, on the set, for months at a time, producing the movies. So I thought, oh, maybe this is a real opportunity to do that.
At Plan B, Gardner finds stories to make into films, then works on financing, casting, production logistics, editing, promotions. She helped steer Moonlight and 12 Years a Slave to top prize Oscar wins and 5 others to Best Picture nominations, including Selma in 2015, The Big Short in 2016, and Minari in 2021.
Basically, whatever Dee Dee does, it turns to gold.
Jessie Buckley is one of the actresses in Women Talking. She says Gardner has changed the culture of making movies.
The age of bullying and creating a kind of power dynamic on set is gone. And you have women like Dee Dee who are actually paving the way for a much healthier and humane way to create. She's a producer who consciously thinks about creating a set where there is care on a set.
That includes ensuring there are therapists on set for the cast and crew in case they're triggered, according to She Said actress Carey Mulligan.
She was always there to make the set feel really comfortable because obviously we were touching on difficult things. There were real survivors who were participating in the film.
Mulligan says Gardner also makes sure her productions are family friendly with decent working hours.
It just makes a huge difference. You know, we'd be done in time that I could get back and put the kids to bed.
She says, how do you make a change if you want to give respect to your cast and your crew? You bake it into the budget.
Actress Frances McDormand says she always admired Gardner's film choices, and she sought her out to co-produce Women Talking.
Her personal politics when it comes to storytelling is really, there's an edge to it that is always exciting. And she's just articulate. I think that she could, in fact, direct a film. Her intellect is so crisp and so expansive. She understands that a film, a really good film, is not made by committee. That it has a vision, and that vision comes from one person.
Gardner says she cherishes her relationships with visionaries like filmmaker Barry Jenkins, who directed Moonlight.
Who is you, Sharon?
Jenkins and Gardner worked on several projects, including Moonlight and the Underground Railroad miniseries.
Dee Dee is this combination of an extremely, like, hyper-intelligent person, but also a hyper-empathetic person. As a producer myself now, she's a great example to follow. You know, she's very adamant about protecting the artist's voice.
Gardner says protecting those voices is important as the film industry has become more risk-averse.
yes, it feels to me like a moment where people are sort of battening down the hatches and picking the safe lane. I understand it. The theatrical landscape feels much less reliable than it used to. So I get it, but also I want daring, risky stuff to be made.
With a new investor, Plan B is expanding, and Dee Dee Gardner says she's excited about making even more daring and risky movies. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Hollywood.